Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Hey guys, it's Viceland TV time. I'm sure you've seen some of their documentaries on YouTube. Well, guess what? They have their own television channel now, Viceland TV. There's a new documentary called Slut Ever, which is pretty controversial, pretty scandalous. And it talks all about the sex education that we did not get in high school. Check it out at Viceland TV, people, right now. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels.
I wonder if we need to get Heidi on the phone for this, Manus.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
It concerns me when you do that, because you always seem to phone her when
this
she's in the middle of surgery.
It's
true.
Oh, my God. This pisses me off to no end, to the point that, like, I don't want to put these effers on blast, right? So listen to this. We're looking for a new school for the kids. Okay. And I just think, I'm sorry, at the end of the day, I'm not spending $20,000 on kindergarten for one kid. It's disgusting.
Oh, Joanne,
it's ridiculous.
Really?
I can't. It's disgusting. It's so stupid. And we have great schools. We're lucky to live in a good area where there are great schools. And I was like, this is nuts. It's just, anyway, I'm not doing it. So I was like, people are starving. This is ridiculous. You know, we can find better things to do with this money. Even if I put it in an account for the kids, for God's sake, when they get older, right? So we're looking at schools. So there's a school, and they're like this very kind of modern way of educating kids. Fair enough. Whatever. So we go, and they don't teach kids how to really read until, you know, they really take it much slower. And I'm like, all right, you know, and they're like, oh, you have to trust us. Kids should play. And there's all these studies. And I'm like, sort of. But the other problem is, I'll tell you right now, because Lou hasn't learned to read, she wants to read. So guess who has to sit there and work with her and teach her how to read, right? Which pisses me off. Because they're not teaching them to read.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But she wants to read her books. When she's awake in the morning and we're not up and she can't read them yet. And she's 5 and a half. And then, so I'm there, right? And I'm not an educator. I don't know how to do this. But she wants to learn to read. And they're like, no, we don't really teach them how to read. Like, they know their letters and this and that and the other.
And this is the school they're currently at. So we go to this thing and they're like, well, in first grade, we teach them their letters. I'm like, oh my God, in first grade, you teach them their letters? Like, at least she was learning her letters like when she was three. My son is three and he knows his letters. You know, not lowercase, but he's like learning O-P, you know, he's learning Paw Patrol, whatever. So anyway, that made me kind of nervous, right? I was like, well, because then people will say, I've seen it. Even Heidi's sister's like, so-and-so's five-year-old was over and they texted their father a full paragraph. Like, wow, you know, they're really behind.
Oh, no.
And you see the way people kind of judge it, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm like, in theory, who did it?
That was actually you. I sent you something.
Oh, it's my computer. Okay.
So there's like 18 personalized computers in here. Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, I'm like, in theory, I get it, but like there's a judgment there, right?
Sure.
So then the school goes on and they're like, we don't allow any screen time during the week. And I was like, what? And the thing is, like, we don't really allow the kids to have a ton of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
But we allow them to watch a half hour of TV every night before bed. They get to watch their favorite show. Then we read them books and we do cuddles and it's bedtime, right? And I'm like, I get that, you know, there's too much screen time nowadays. I'm the first one to admit that. But then going to the other extreme seems insane. They're going to grow up and they're not going to know what other kids are talking about. I mean, these are points of reference from your childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that cartoon? Remember those characters? I mean, it's like, it's crazy. And then they're going on about how your kids can't come to school with a character backpack. Like, they're not allowed to come to school with, like, Elsa from Frozen on their backpack or Mickey Mouse on their T-shirt. And I've already had it, right? I'm done. I want to leave. We're at this, it's like a parent-teacher night, right, where you visit the school. And I'm like, can we go? And Heidi still won't let me go. I'm like, I want to go. I don't want to, this is dumb. And they're like, we want kids to develop their own personalities. And it's like, kids are gonna, but that's part of it, right? It's what they identify with. What am I supposed to do? Not let them listen to music because they start to, you know, she idealizes Beyonce? What? Like, I was getting more and more pissed with, and they're like, oh, you know, this is the, and then they go on about how the kids learn to knit. So it starts out, they learn to knit, and then it's like crochet, and then something, and then cross stitching, like all the way up until third grade, knitting.
That seems really
knitting.
That seems contrived to me.
Knitting, right? So I'm like, knitting? Who gives a shit? They're not allowed to use computers until sixth grade. And I'm listening to this and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's so ridiculous. It started to feel like a cult. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Stop the earth from spinning on its axis? They have to learn how to use technology.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in. This is the real world, right? Oh, you're not allowed to cheer for one team or another. Oh, because people don't cheer for their favorite sports team. That's going to stop in 20 years. This is the world we live in. That's the world we live in. Technology. It's not stopping. It's not going anywhere. I mean, there's a way to teach kids how to use it. And they're like, no, they don't even get a computer till sixth grade. They're not even allowed to watch TV. And I'm like, you're not even allowing them to learn how to incorporate these things in healthy ways. So I'm pissed. I've had it, right? I'm done. Cut to, here's the very best part. So Heidi was like, I want to ask about diversity. And I was already done. I didn't even want to ask about it because I was like, I don't want them to go here. So I'm more, another thing. They're like, another parent was like, well, how do you deal with like correcting them and this and that? And they're like, well, we believe in connection before correction. Let me just make a comment on that, please.
Connection before correction.
So this is the whole like, reflective parenting thing where it's like, I understand that you feel this way, right? Acknowledging their feelings. That is, I admit, it is invaluable. The more I do it with my son, the better off of a relationship we have. Like, instead of being like, get over it. You're fine. No, you're not. Stop. That's stupid. Being like, I get it. You're upset about this or you don't want to go to school today. I understand. But, right?
Yeah.
We have to X, Y, and Z. There's the connection. But connection, there's this connection before correction with Phoenix. You need connection and correction. And when my son doesn't have correction, he gets anxiety because he's like, oh my God, there are no, where are the boundaries?
Right.
Am I in control here? Oh my God, I'm three and I'm in control? And he's that provocative that like last night, Lou jumped a battery in the toilet, which is a whole nother story. She wanted to watch herself poop.
Sorry.
She's five. A battery went in the toilet. I heard this from the babysitter.
The babysitter was like, I'm not going to fish it out. I'm going to leave it for the parents. Don't flush. And Phoenix was like, don't flush. And then flushed, of course, because that's right.
Right.
My son, which is a whole nother, I'll get into that later. My son needs connection and correction. Not connection before correction. Connection and correction. It's the only thing he will respond to. And he's my son, and I know him, and I've tried all different kinds of things with him. So anyway, Heidi's like, I want to ask about diversity. And I was like, okay. And here they are, like, we're a global school, all this crap on their website. And she goes, you know, how diverse is your school? And this very white woman with very white blonde hair, and I've already seen the other teachers there because I went once before and didn't like it, but I went back again because Lou has friends there, right? So I was like, all right, let me go back again. Looks us in the eye and goes, we really don't have any. Janice, you could hear the needle scratch off the record. Every parent in that class was like, whoa? Like, what? And I wanted to turn around and go, well, thank God they're learning how to knit. Thank God, bitch. I swear to God, because we don't have 12-year-old black boys getting shot by police when they have toy guns, and we don't have all these people attacking Muslims out of ignorance, and we don't have all, you know, we don't have gay rights barely passing by a thread, because none of this stuff, diversity and acceptance and learning to coexist, none of this stuff is an issue in our modern world at all. Thank God they're learning how to knit. We don't have any. We really don't have any. And it'd be one thing if she'd said, listen, you know, there's like a waiting list for the school. And she's going through like how they choose on the waiting list. And never once did she say, you know, it's very important to us that we have a diverse student population. So we really try to make sure that's our number one priority, which, by the way, it should be. But on top of that, the teachers.
I was just going to say.
Teachers. Where's the diversity in your teachers? She didn't turn around and say, we have black teachers, we have Latin teachers, we have Asian teachers, we have Native American teachers. It's very important to us. And I looked at Heidi and I'm like, I'm walking out. And Heidi was like, and I literally in the middle of the class was like, well, that's a win. I wanted to say the thing about the crochet and all that. Like, and Heidi was like, I really don't want to walk out. And I was like, I'm like, as in she don't want to be rude. And I was like, you don't find this offensive? It's offensive enough to walk out. What is that? So you can take all your PC crocheting and save the planet and all that, and they shouldn't learn to read and stuff it. Why don't you focus on the real problems our kids are faced with, like the advancement of technology taking away more jobs from actual humans and how they're going to have to learn and navigate that in the real world? Or focus on learning how to coexist with children or subsequently future adults that are different from you, mm-hmm. with regard to their religious beliefs, their sexual orientation, and the color of their skin. Janice, I was furious. Who could say that? Is that outrageous or is it me?
No, I'm actually quite shocked that she sat there stone-faced and
yeah, I am not exaggerating. Not exaggerating. So all I'll say, I think this is my message. I am certainly no parenting expert, but when I look at the real world and how much we want to play this game of like, oh, no screen time and we don't cheer for anybody and nobody's a winner. Are you setting your kid up for the actual real world? Are you? Because at some point, that's the reality they're going to deal with. And that's all. I just had to get that off my chest, you know? I mean, I'm not suggesting we expose them to really dark things like the nightly news. You know, and then,
no,
but I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Coping skills, people, coping skills. But thank God they're going to learn how to cross stitch.
That's what's so...
The nerve. I can't. I'm done.
Okay, I know.
I should stop.
Yeah, I think you should too.
Okay, guys, you're always asking me what kind of athletic apparel I am wearing. Well, I'm going to tell you where I get it because the brands run the gamut. I get it online at a place called Carbon 38. They are the bomb, the absolute best for fashionable, high-performance women's activewear. Carbon 38 partners with fitness professionals to wear, test, and model all their apparel because their mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives. So you look and feel amazing. Go to carbon38.com/Jillian to receive 15% off your first purchase. And when I say they have all the cool brands, I mean they have all the cool brands. So go now and check it out. You will not regret it. And yes, this is where I got those pants on episode number 4. Manus?
Yes, Jillian.
I realize, I don't know if we've ever actually done this. Have we ever done a Jillian's favorite things?
No.
Thank
never.
You, Jacob.
We have never done this.
No. Why not?
No, I don't believe. I think one I time mean, we touched a little bit about something cream you like, but not your favorite. No, let's.
Cream?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
For your favorite cream or something.
No, I don't have a favorite cream.
Well, good. Then now, but maybe now you do. Was this your favorite things as in food or?
Food. In- yeah. Well, because here's what's happened, right? I hate your guts.
You know what? I can hardly wait.
Crappy producer, be thy name. Honest to God. I mean, this one was right there. Talk about low-hanging fruit.
No.
And nothing.
No, I think. I'm the more I think about it, the more excited I am about this segment. I'm truly.
I know what you're going to do, too. You're going to run out. You're going to buy all the things I say are my favorite things.
No, of course I would, because I support you. I'm behind you
all the way. No. Oh, I can't, you guys.
Please. Please tell us your... Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and
more
woolen mittens.
Oh, my God.
Brown paper packages.
Jake, do you ever get a headache and, like, you can feel the throbbing in your head?
These are a few of Jillian's favorite things.
Like a vein right here and you feel it. Right here. And I put Heidi's hand on it last night and I was like, do you feel that? And it was like, dun, 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 dun. And it's starting again right now. Right here.
Jillian's. Would you call it a Janus headache?
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
And then I feel
oh, you sing it, Nicole.
So bad.
Oh my what God. Is this? Look at what's
Nicole
going on?
Putting a bit of vibrato
happening. If you want to edit this out, I'm fine with it.
Now, come on now. Tell us your favorite things. I'm excited.
Sweet God.
How many do you have? A
well,
few?
Hold on. It requires an origin story.
Okay.
So I think we all know I can't get into bed with like big food, right? I remember Bob did an $8 million deal with PepsiCo. And Giancarlo looked at me and I was like, this will never happen for us. It just can't happen, right? I can't endorse big food. So years ago, Giancarlo reinvented the wheel. And he's like, here's what we're going to do. You're going to look at things that you like, right? And we're going to put money in them. And then we're going to use your platform to grow these companies and then we'll sell them. And, you know... So we started off and we made some mistakes, but we started off with coconut products. Like we didn't know how to turn it into a deal. But basically it was like all better for you options. So, you know, I think you guys know I just bought Lucky Jack coffee, yes. Right? With Giancarlo. And I don't know if we've talked about that on the show, but we did these interviews for Forbes and they're like, what do you look for? And when I decide that something is my favorite thing, I'll send it to G and I'm like, I love this. See if we can get involved. And sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, yeah. Right? Most of the things I'm going to share today, I told him to investigate. I doubt we're not involved. But I was like, I should share this as a segment because I genuinely fall in love with things. So it has to be, number one, a better for you option. So for example, like with Pop Chips, it's a hell of a lot better than Pringles, right?
Absolutely.
With Lucky Jack, it's a hell of a lot better than any other coffee because A, it's organic. B, it's cold brew. Both things are much better for your health. Organic, way better for the planet. And it's nitrogen infused, which makes it taste better. So better for you, right? It's got to be better for you. Next one, it's got to have cool branding, mm-hmm. Right? A cool package, cool brand, something you like, something that you want to identify yourself with. So again, like Lucky Jack, it's a cool looking bottle. It's a cool looking label. It's a really fun kind of cool name. It's got to have that element to it. And then it's got to be affordable. So all we right. got to try to find, we got to try to take whatever it is and make it more affordable than the alternatives. So, all right. Thrive Market is one we're already invested in. Okay. I bring this up only because a lot of the stuff I'm going to bring up, you're going to go, oh, how do I find it? And the answer is going to be Thrive Market. But Thrive Market, we fell in love with Thrive because they don't, by the way, have produce. you have to get produce from, they say your local farmer's market, and they don't have meat, which I'm going to get into in just a second. But they have everything else. Cleaning supplies, beauty supplies, chips, crackers, cereals, drinks, things, soups, all that stuff. Everything else except produce and meat. And what was cool about Thrive when we discovered them is that you could get all this stuff, but at cost, because they don't have brick and mortar. They don't have physical locations.
Right.
So they don't have all that overhead. They have one giant warehouse in the middle of nowhere. It solves the food desert issue. It ships straight to your door. So accessibility, affordability, bang, bang, boom. One straight shot. So we put a bunch of money in Thrive Market. Well, there was an issue with Thrive Market. They don't have meat. Now, my issue with meat, and we've talked about this a lot, and God knows I've tried to go vegan about 5 times in my life, and I can't do it, Janice. I literally, honest to God, ask Nicole, I was about 2.5 months into it, and I was sleeping in the middle of the day.
I would have to go wake her up for phone calls.
I was dying. I went to the doctor again, and she's like, I don't know why we keep going through this. She's
you're anemic. Yeah.
I get anemic, yeah. And my B draw, I even get the B shot. Anyway, the thing is, for me personally, with meat, for it to be good for you, you don't need that much of it.
Yeah.
And you need good quality meat. And if you're also worried about the planet, you need sustainable meat. But then it becomes like a whole thing about, oh, I got to go on this website and there's an ad, download the freaking Monterey Bay Aquarium app on your phone and where fish and this. Tomorrow we can eat this one and then the next day we can't eat it. And so there's this company called Greensbury Market that I've fallen in love with. And they do only meat. And it's only sustainable, organic meat from local farms. They ship it right to your door, so you get it all as cost-effectively as possible. It's the most ethical as possible. And it's the top quality. Grass-fed fillets, freaking organic turkey bacon, organic pork chops. Like, they only have, I gotta go back online. I was just looking at this. Like, they don't carry, I think they have yellowfin, but not bluefin, or bluefin, but not yellowfin. Okay. Like, they only do line caught. Like, everything is as sustainable, organic, and clean as possible, shipped right to your door. So, no brick and mortar, as affordable, and you're supporting local farmers. Not big corporate massive farms that are in bed with Monsanto, not factory farms that destroy the planet, none of that. So my new thing, Greensbury Market, I'm obsessed with it. We're trying to get in on it now.
They also have a really cool pack called, called the Meal Prep Pack.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Oh, someone's been, it up.
Oh, look at this. Smell, Nicole.
So they'll send you a box of what different types of meats that you can do for an entire month, and they'll tell you which ones to prep for an entire month, for really? Nutritious meals for an entire month.
I didn't know that.
Pescatarian packs, red meat packs, paleo packs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, see, we just went on and we got turkey bacon for the kids, grass-fed ground beef for the kids. We got the cedar plank salmon for Heidi and I. All right, here's another company that I've fallen in love with, Wild Friends. Have you heard of this?
Nope, I have not.
I think it was started by two moms. So listen to how delicious this is. Check out their website. They've got peanut butter, almond butter, sunflower butter. Now, you're probably like, who cares? Gingerbread peanut butter.
Ooh.
Pumpkin spice peanut butter. Sugar cookie peanut butter. Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hang on. This is my favorite. I'm pulling up the almond butters for you right now. It's the vanilla espresso almond butter. Make it stop. I'm pulling up the sunflower butters.
Oh my God, you'd be in your heyday with this.
Dude, and they make these little packets that you can take, like Justin's.
Yes.
But these are organic, so you can get them for your kids, right? Sunflower butter. Sunflower's really good for you. Organic chocolate sunflower butter. Organic honey sunflower butter, organic maple sunflower butter. I mean,
I would just eat it like out of the jar with an apple.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good. It's like my new thing. And you can get these little single serve packets, so you can take them with you as a snack, right? Like when you travel.
What are they called again?
Wild Friends. All right, next one. Check this one out. This is also my new favorite thing in the world. Pop Art Popcorn. Check this. I brought it in today. Look at this. Now, there's a ton of popcorn companies popping up, in all fairness. What I love about this is the branding. First of all, these are two artists, okay? that came up with this Pop Art. So it's 60 calories a cup. I'm going to read you the flavors in a minute, but it's non-GMO corn. And the corn's all organic and non-GMO, but some of the spices, because I looked into it. So no MSG, 60 calories a cup, gluten-free, no trans fats, whole grain, non-GMO, air-popped, vegetarian. But the reason I was like, well, why isn't the organic label on there? And it's because they have like a lot of different spices in there. So for example, like chili pepper or ancient sea salt, like if each and every single ingredient hasn't been certified, it's so good. Hasn't been certified. But let me read you the flavors.
A rosemary truffle is delicious.
The rosemary truffle. Oh my God. It's so good. Oh, tandoori yogurt. Thai coconut curry, that one's delicious. White cheddar jalapeno, nori sesame, haven't had that one. I don't like nori. Rosemary truffle, white pepper parmesan.
Oh man, that's really good.
60 calories a cup.
It's got a nice little kick to it.
Yeah, it's my new thing. And the reason I like this one is because I like how different the flavors are. I like that they all taste great. I love the design. The branding is really good on that, right? Love it. Great new snack. So much better, again, than like a Dorito, right? Pure crap. All right, next one. Thunderbird bars. Make those more frickin' cool. It's all real food. Check out the branding. It's badass, right? Look at that. The name's awesome. The branding is awesome. Look at this. Like, shouldn't your ingredients be ingredients you can pronounce? And they've got like goji berry, papaya, fig, all non-GMO, gluten-free, paleo certified. I'm not paleo, obviously, but... vegan. Have you ever seen anything be paleo and vegan friendly? Zero added sugar. Tastes amazing. Like the bomb. So here's some of these flavors. Cacao, hemp, walnut, pineapple, mango, papaya, almond, apricot, vanilla, lemon, cashew, apricot, cherry, walnut, cinnamon, cashew, fig, carrot.
You're right about that. You're right about their branding, though.
How badass is that brown branding?
The logo's amazing.
It's awesome, right?
See, I buy
only 5 grams of sugar in this whole bar.
That's it?
Hemp, sunflower, pumpkin seed. Make it stop. I mean, it's awesome. And I never get in bed on protein bars. I don't eat protein bars. But these, I decided I fell in love with. All right, here's another one. Dave's Killer Bread.
Oh, love. Don't even start.
I know.
Don't
I want in on that start. One so bad. They don't want us.
Do you know his story?
They don't need us. No. All I know is I discovered the bread and it's awesome and it makes Ezekiel taste like
shit. He's an ex-con.
What?
Yes. He's an ex-con who made it and he came out of jail. If I got the story right, absolutely. You know what? Let's find it. Do you want me to read the story?
Yes. All right. Let me find it. Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back to Dave's Killer Bread. I'll give you another one. Normally, I do not like bottled water. I'm anti-bottled water. Drink tap water. But if you're doing alkaline water and you buy into the benefits, Aqua Hydrate. Awesome. Killer branding. It's Mark Wahlberg and Diddy's company. I checked the pH level of the water. It's one of the high. It's like top-notch, one of the highest. The branding is awesome. The name is cool. And the people behind it are awesome. So if you're going to drink bottled water, don't bother unless it is alkaline. Otherwise, honestly, drink tap. But Aqua Hydrate, love. And I notice that when I drink it, I feel more hydrated.
When you say tap, do you mean straight from tap or filtered tap?
Filtered tap is better, but a lot of bottled water is not regulated. They don't regulate it, whereas tap water is regulated. And Flint, Michigan. But and you know what? They gave like... 1 million bottles of water or something to Flint, Michigan. Like, it's just a really cool, they're a really cool brand. Like, they've got that whole kind of give back thing. Like, I'm always looking for, like, Thrive does. Thrive will give back to, like, teachers, low-income families. So, there's also, that's always a big deal. Mary's Gone Crackers, that's another one. Love that brand, the jalapeno.
Mary's Gone Crackers.
I know, I don't know why they're called that. You know, you and I discovered those on tour. Do you remember that?
Yes,
we discovered them on tour. PA got them for us. Love. They're like, you look at it and be like, ew, that's gross, because it's just like seeds. But it's so good. Mm. Jalapeno is my new thing. Janice, we don't have all day. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, injury. Anyway, the incident began when a friend of... this is his whole accident. For the love of God.
Forget it, Manus.
Maybe that's why it's called Dave's Killer Bread.
That's right.
Bread of Souls. It's on the package.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Those are my favorite things. All right, if you've ever wanted to create an awesome website, try Weebly. It's so easy, it will blow your mind. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business, the kind of people that dream to be their own boss. You don't need to be a web designer. You don't know how to code to create a beautiful website. You just go to Weebly.com, whether you want an online store, whether you want a blog. We're all so impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes to choose from. You simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It is that easy. You can customize, update, and change your site at any time you want to on any device. So join over 30 million people who are already using Weebly. Dream big. Get started today for free at Weebly.com/Jillian. That's Weebly, Weebly.com/Jillian. All right, this has nothing to do with anything we usually talk about on our show.
Okay.
But I read this article and thought it was really good advice. So I wanted to share it.
Is it kind of like your tech segment?
Yes, the tech advisor.
Absolutely.
Yes, because these things are important, Manus.
No, and you know what? You know what I love is they're important to you, and that's all we care about here on the Jillian Michaels
29
Show.
29 travel hacks, and no, I will not do all 29, that even frequent flyers don't know.
I don't even know what a travel hack is.
Well, I'm about to tell
you. Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was in time.com. Okay, this one I actually know, and I almost don't want to share it because it's such a good tip. Okay. You sign up for global entry. Oh my God. When I tell you it's heaven, I mean it's heaven.
You mean like Nexus?
I don't know what, maybe. Maybe it's Nexus for you in Canada. But basically, you go to global entry online. It's $100. And you are automatically TSA pre-check.
Oh,
so
yes.
So you don't need to take all your crap out. You get in the TSA line. You don't have to take your shoes off, especially if you have kids. Oh my God.
I got us all done. Computer in, your laptop.
Yep, everything. I got us all done. You can, like, yeah, you don't have to take all your clothes. You don't have to get naked. It's heaven. And then when you come back from another country, you don't need to fill out those stupid forms and all that garbage. You walk right up to the machine.
Oh, really?
It's like, do you have drugs? Are you smoking weed? Are you stoned? Do you have money that you shouldn't have or bugs? You say, no, 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 right? On the form, no. You scan your fingerprint and done. Bye. Donezo. No crazy line.
Now, do you have to? Because I have seen in the Canada customs, people sticking their eyeballs up to it. Is it an eye thing?
We don't have that. No, fingerprints.
Really?
Imagine fingerprinting. Phoenix was two.
Oh.
Fingerprinted him. But yeah, because now I just walk him right through.
Global entry.
Yeah, it's the bomb. The bomb. Bomb diggity dog.
Okay.
You get a number and it's awesome. Your TSA pre-check on every flight.
Wow.
Because you get a number. Isn't that neato?
How much does it cost?
$100. Best $100
you know
I ever spent. Okay. If you're trying to save money, listen to this. Try booking 2 one-way flights. Sometimes flying 2 different airlines and booking 2 one-way tickets is cheaper than booking a round trip.
That's what I do when I come down here to do the Jillian Michaels Show.
Oh, McManus.
Different airlines and one ways. And it's very true.
Well, see, you knew.
I did know that. That's one hack. I'm a hack.
Book non-U.S. airlines if possible. Foreign carriers have better amenities than U.S. ones, even in economy, where there they will often provide you with hot towels, pillows, and blankets, and even gas, full cans of soda. Well, that's not good. But
yeah, well, never mind.
I don't want you to get that. But yeah.
Really?
Oh, dude, I've noticed too, like, if I fly international, like when we flew to Vietnam, when we flew like Cathay Pacific, and oh my God, it's so...
I've heard amazing things about
Cathay
Pacific.
It's so much nicer than, like, I don't want to get in any sort of...
Yeah, don't say it.
But oy vey. Free
beer on Lufthansa.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Look at Jake.
Unlimited.
This is a great one. Nicole could tell you about this. This is a really big deal. Pretend you're somewhere else when booking to score discounted fares.
What?
Okay? Yeah, because here's why. When you purchase a ticket, it's called point of sale, and it affects the price of the ticket because they have regional pricing. So even if, let's say, you're booking from Los Angeles to New York, but you say you're booking it from Idaho, you're getting a better price.
But everything. Oh, so see, I don't speak to an agent. I book everything online, so I don't.
Worse, call, especially because you're buying one ticket. When we have to buy four, let's say it's like, oh, this ticket is $500.
Right.
Okay, you buy the first one, go on to buy that, then you go to back to buy the next one, and it jacks up the price of the ticket. So you have
that's
to, if you call, this is my own, this isn't on time. So we call now and we buy them through an agent and we get all, the fare is $500 and then we want four tickets. But if you do it online, it goes up every time.
Because those seats, the seats at that price are slowly going away.
Yeah, listen to this. Yeah. You can find different ticket prices for the same flight on Expedia and expedia.co.jp, the Japanese version, as well as for internal.
No way.
Mama.
Seriously.
Yes. Yeah, as well as foreign flights on international carriers' websites by changing your residence to the airline's home country. The only thing to watch out for is that you'll be seeing prices in local currency, so be sure to do the math. That's another trick. Clear those cookies.
Oh, here's Bulgarian. Okay, all right.
Yeah, clear the cookies. Here's another one. A little thing called dynamic pricing means that no refreshing a window 147,554 times will not make a flight cheaper, but the flight will go up. This is exactly what I was talking about. While most people like to get around this by using incognito windows or clearing your search history and your cookies is safer. So this way, if they see that, like,
you've lost me here.
Okay, the bottom line is if they see that you're looking at the flights,
yes,
they're going to start raising the prices. So clear your history. The cookies leave marks on your computer that say you've been looking, clear it so they don't know you've been searching.
Wow.
God. I was iffy on a Vegas flight a couple months back, and I was one day looking. Then a few days later, I looked again. I'm like, how did it jump so much? And my buddy looks at the same flight. He's like, it didn't jump for me. It was his first time looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep looking,
yep,
they see
up.
That you're interested. And it's not just on one site. So if you do it on like one airline, you go to a different website, they see that you've looked somewhere else as well.
No way.
That's why you got to keep clearing them.
Yep. That's when Nicole calls.
Or I'll do it from here.
Okay.
And then go home and do it somewhere else.
Yep.
How do I clear a cookie? I'm sorry.
You just go to File and go to History. And the same way you clear your browser history, you could clear data, cookies, or all those things.
So like when you're watching all that porn and you want it off of your history.
You don't want people to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Clear that stuff.
Yeah.
Although you should never.
Sally in the Sandbox.
Well, you should never look at porn on your computer, only on your cell phone.
Why?
Virus.
Oh.
Yeah. Giancarlo.
I got a porn virus on my phone one time.
No.
It did this thing where it said like, it had a little pop-up and it was like FBI, blah, blah, blah. And it was poorly written. You could tell it was like translated from a different language. And it said.
What were you looking at?
Just Pornhub or just some random site or something.
Donkeys and crocodiles?
No, it tried to say that I was looking at something and it had this entire list of things that I could have possibly looked at. And on the list was like anything from like, anal sex to like child porn and like all these things, so it
anal
scares
sex
you.
Is illegal?
Well,
anyways, it is in some states.
It tried to get me to pay a fee to get that thing off my phone, and I couldn't change to any other website. I couldn't. Anytime I opened up a new website, that was happening.
How'd you get rid of it?
I put it on airplane mode and then like deleted all my information,
your
from
history and stuff like
and
that.
Once you delete all the data and stuff,
how
then
do
it's
you
not
guys
there.
Know to do
but
this,
but it scared
stuff.
The shit out of me. And it said
we should do porn hacks.
It already
for
said. We took a picture of you using your front-facing camera.
They can do that. Yeah. I keep my camera always covered up.
On my computer, I have a sticker over it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Get
they can hack.
Here.
And my brother just read something the other day and sent it to me that your smart TV is spying on you.
I read that today.
Yep.
This morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Wait
yeah.
a minute,
meanwhile,
wait a minute,
these bastards can't get accurate television ratings, but your television can spy on you, and we can measure a 1/10,000th of a proton after discovering gravity waves for the first time, and we still have Brigitte Nielsen's rating system of 6,200 rating boxes. I can't. This is. I'm done with this. I don't even want to talk anymore.
Hey, Jillian and
hey,
Manus.
Oh, hey, Manus.
Oh,
oh, you were just
she's
like,
reading the.
I forgot to say. Oh. Hey, Jillian, let's dip into our mailbag again.
Oh. Okay.
This is. Hey, Jillian and Manus.
Hello.
Why have you got your finger on your temple again?
It's that headache thing I told you about. I feel it pulsing through my skin.
It's whenever I talk. I know.
No, it's every day these days.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I have a tumor in there.
No, don't go there. Why do you go there?
Well, because you said, oh, really? Like, really concerned. Whereas I just thought.
A headache every day is not normal. I'm sorry, Mama. It's just not.
I've had headaches lately. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jillian and Manus.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime listener of the podcast and love hearing you both every week.
Oh, she's wonder why I picked nice. This one. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. She's
I'm currently finishing week 9 of Body Revolution and plan to complete it around the first week of March.
Oh. Yeah.
I find that I need to be on a program in order to stay motivated and focused. So my questions are, number one, how long should I wait between programs? Do I need to take a break at all between rigorous programs?
Uh-huh.
And two, what other programs do you recommend beyond your own that I could do next? Unless there's a new one that you have that I don't know about.
Here's what I recommend. Well, Body Shred is the new one. It's the graduation from Body Revolution. Body Shred. It is like picking up in week 8 of Body Revolution with regard to like difficulty level.
Okay.
It's a pretty challenging. But it's only 30 minutes as well, so that's nice. But it's similarly structured with regard to time frame, but Body Shred's 60 days. For me personally, I would sign up for Fit Fusion if I was her.
At the point she's at.
Well, because here's the thing. Here's what I love about Fit Fusion. It's got, like, I want to tell you to train with Team Major, but I also want to tell you to train with Kenta Seiki, but I also want to tell you to train with Andrea Orbach, but I also want to tell you to train with, you know, the list goes on.
Yeah.
And what's so cool is that when it comes, Fit Fusion is, it's like $9 a month. Any place, anytime, anywhere. So it's kind of like the Netflix of fitness. It's got over 300 hours, every different modality, no commercials, any device you want. If you have ATT Uverse, it's on there. If you have Roku, it's on there. You can sample workouts a la carte. All my programs are on there.
And it's only $9 a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because people don't want to pay for content anymore. But the stuff on YouTube is like junk, low quality junk, you know,
and that's what Angela's
the ads and it's all crap.
And Angela's saying, I don't love the fact that I have to buy gear all the time. So that's what she doesn't like. So she goes, I have a mat, various dumbbells, and your bungee cord.
Yeah, no, that Body Shred's just body weight and dumbbells. Yeah, and we just did Team Major's workout on Fit Fusion. We shot it. You saw that was what we shot for Kenta and T. We just put both of them on Fit Fusion. Now they have their own workouts on there, and I mean there's like 300. That's what I would recommend. Sample a bunch of stuff, and as for the rest, I would say maybe at most give yourself a week to recover and then switch over. But the key with recovery is if you're periodizing something like race day, you know, if you're
right.
That's different. That's like for professional athletes, like periodizing training. You just want to make sure if you train back on Monday, don't train it again on Tuesday. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, but it doesn't have anything to do with programs.
Okay.
So just look at, that's one of the things, there are other programs out there that are hard for the sake of being hard, but not necessarily smart. And I don't want to, you know, I don't need any problems. It's just, think about what you're training on what day. If you're hammering the same stuff over and over and over, and it's extremely repetitive and, you know.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
There you go, Angela.
Yeah, check out Fit Fusion.
All right. All right. We're going to dip into the bag again, since I have you here.
Why are you so gassy today, newser?
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Manus.
I am... Stop saying hi back to me. It's Catherine. It's not me.
Hi, Manus.
Hi, Jillian. I'm an active duty Army sergeant currently stationed at Buckley Air Force Base.
Oh,
and I'm in charge... I don't know. We'll have to find
it.
Jake's going to find it. I'm in charge of a program called the Army Body Composition Program.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
The program is for those who do not meet the Army's height and weight standards in
accordance. There's a height standard for the Army?
I did not know that, but height and weight standards in accordance with our regulations.
Okay.
Most of my soldiers who end up overweight are those who work crazy shift schedules.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time from these soldiers that the lack of time to exercise and the inability to establish any type of consistent routine routine is keeping them from reaching and maintaining.
Yeah.
I could really use some advice on how to help these soldiers, which isn't technically part of my job description. I just can't stand to see our out of shape soldiers struggling to stay within the prescribed weight limits.
Yeah. Well, the one thing is when you are crazy busy, we've talked about this a million times, the one thing you can control is what you're eating. So I would help them focus on what they're eating. Because if you're not overeating and you're not eating bad quality food, you're not going to get any bigger. You're going to lose physical conditioning, but you're not going to grow in size.
Gotcha.
In order to grow in size, you got to eat more food. You got to eat more energy than you're burning in a day. So if you can nip that issue in the bud, they're not going to get any bigger. When it comes to their fitness, obviously, you're going to try to take the time that they do have available and maximize it. And in those cases, this is where we should look to the most effective fitness techniques. And we're talking about high-intensity interval training. We're talking about weightlifting. We're talking about bodyweight training. We're talking about circuit training, as in no rest between exercises. Those techniques are the most effective for fat metabolism, high calorie burns, and big epochs, right? Big afterburns. And that's the key right there, is maximizing the time they have with the most effective techniques. Is it fun? No. But is it effective? Yes. And controlling their food. If you control their food, they ain't getting any bigger.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, there you go, Catherine.
From in Aurora, Colorado, east of Denver, slightly east of Denver.
Well, and they'd be pretty darn happy with those Broncos winning the Super Bowl. So there you go. Yeah.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.